Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Tonight, the skies over Israel are clear, with mild temperatures, making for a pleasant evening. Conditions remain comfortable for those out and about, especially in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran prepares to bury slain Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei with a week of mass mourning, according to the Jerusalem Post. Just in. Also, Israel's ambassador to the U.S. criticizes Ben-Gvir, Mai Golan, and J Street, stating some things should simply not be said. That's from a report by Walla earlier this hour. Also this hour, Iran believes the war with Israel will resume, as reported by Israel Hayom this afternoon. Separately, at least 6 people have died in a Damascus cafe bombing near a courthouse, reports Ynet in the past hour. And finally, Syria faces multiple casualties after a bombing near the Palace of Justice, as reported by I-24 News from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a Middle East analyst, posted just minutes ago about Islam and the West, directing followers to a discussion on YouTube. Raylan Givens, commenting on security issues, posted earlier today that the IDF must be ready for a potential independent strike on Iran, following the elimination of Khamenei. Tamar Ish Shalom shared comments from Ambassador Yechiel Leiter, who expressed concern over remarks by Israeli ministers, emphasizing his role in protecting Israel's reputation. Let's go deeper, starting with Iran. The Jerusalem Post reports that Iran is set for a week of mass mourning for Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, killed by U.S. and Israeli strikes. This marks a significant escalation in tensions. The mourning period is expected to draw large crowds, potentially affecting regional stability. Turning to diplomatic tensions, Walla reports that Israel's ambassador to the U.S. has publicly criticized statements by Israeli ministers. This rare diplomatic rebuke highlights internal disagreements and could influence Israel's foreign relations. Meanwhile, on the conflict front, Israel Hayom reports that Iran anticipates resuming hostilities with Israel. This development follows postponed negotiations with the U.S., signaling a potential escalation in regional conflict that could impact security for civilians. In Syria, Ynet reports a deadly bombing at a Damascus cafe. State TV says the blast targeted a busy area near the Palace of Justice, killing at least 6. This attack underscores ongoing instability in the region, posing risks for residents and visitors. Finally, I-24 News details the aftermath of the bombing near the judicial building in Damascus. The attack left multiple casualties and heightened security concerns, affecting both local and international interests in the area. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports that the Finance Ministry has agreed to a $5 billion budget increase for the Defense Ministry. This move avoids reopening the 2026 state budget and prevents a potential VAT hike. Separately, CTech explores misconceptions in the tech industry. Israeli startup leaders argue that popular beliefs about AI and innovation often miss critical insights, affecting how the sector is perceived and progresses. And finally, from Globes, Migdal Insurance invests in real estate company Guy and Doron Levy. The investment involves a 14% stake, reflecting continued confidence in the Israeli real estate market. That's your Israel 18 News update for this evening. We'll be back with more at 10:00 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.